This is going on the pasuk v'atam advekim. It's a sefer ikrim. It says v'atam advekim Hashem lekechem. So he says like this: the ikrim v'zuhi ra'al dvekus hanefesh hachamavos beruchnim ke advekus b'chayim hayura ledvekus hachamavos. The fact that a person can be dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's living gives us a sense of what could be lachamisa. And this is, generally speaking, this is a klal to our approach to Torah in general. You have some ideologies or religions focused on the here and the now. What you can enjoy here and now. You have some that are focused on the next world, and this world is nothing. The Torah says that this world itself is a ramp, so to speak, leading up to the next world. So yes, the ultimate in dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayach only in the world to come, and that's the ikkar. But in this world, the dveikus is a start, and a person can extrapolate from what's in this world to the world to come. V'zuyu raya dveikus hanefesh hachamavos beruchnim. It's a raya that there is a concept of dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki dveikus b'chaim hara dveikus hachamavos. The philosophers believed that the extraordinary person who is brilliant, intellectual, he can be davuk in the world, the spiritual world. But a klal, taking its strongest and its weakest and everybody together, that they don't believe in. Va'atem kolchen dveikim v'Hashem. So one distinction between us and Aristotelian type of approach is that dveikus is possible to a klal and maybe even be'ikat to a klal. Secondly, v'gam ha'filosofia min shezeh ha'chamavos bolvad b'chayim ha'ruchnim. Also, the philosophers believe that it's only possible as long as a person is physical, so there's no dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem ha'signa dveikus ha'yoyim b'yoyischem b'chayim ha'lo l'agashmim. You have that dveikus even when you're living. V'kol shen sigas ha'chamavos, and it will only get stronger after Misa. V'hevi raya el ha'yoyis ha'dveikus ha'zemusik b'chayim mikabolas ha'tfila. So now the question is, and this is a point that the Ikrim is making, what do we mean by Dveikus Hashem? Or, I don't know, what do we mean by Dveikus Hashem as much as how do I identify it? The inner feeling that a person has, that he feels very, very, quote-unquote, turned on, is something that is it could be many religions. You know, it's being turned on in itself is not something that is it's a feeling, it's a sensation, but we wouldn't necessarily be able to identify that as ruchnius, as the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you see there's a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's Kabbalah's Tefillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows that you must be close to him. So, and that's what the Pasuk says, that who is a nation like us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. So the right way to put it is Dveikus is not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering tefillah, but it is a sign of it. Let's give a simple example. If I ask a favor of somebody, whenever I ask the guy for a favor, he does it for me. It's not that that's friendship, but it certainly is a sign of friendship. Someone would say, if I know that this person really likes me, if I want, need something else or something, I get it from him. So that's something which is going to be a sign of closeness. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillos is something that is a sign of closeness. Maybe Raya is like some of the Chaim Mikavos tefillos, Shashem Mikavos tefillos on the front of, that he changes the teva of the metzias. Now, I don't think he means nisim mamish. You're not supposed to ask for nisim. and one doesn't normally experience nisim. But I guess the etzem answering of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is something that is a sign of closing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, next one is in Eben Ezra. It says, Re'ei limadati eschem chukim mishpatim ha'shevan ha'shem alakai lasis kem keva arts ha'boi sham l'rishta. He says, look, I'm teaching you now Torah mitzvahs to do in the land that you're going to inherit. Tam limadati eschem. It says before in the beginning, Lamarati Eschem, Ashanechim Lamed Eschem. So what's the pasuk? Re'e Lamarati Eschem. So Lahoisiv Kashet Sivani Hashem. Ki a mitzvah se mitzvah se tasabar, Shetachem Hashem Yerusha. So one point is he's coming to. He's coming to explain, to emphasize that the mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants it that in his land it be done specially. In other words, the emphasis here is on the Bekerav Haaretz, the Tivan Hashem Bekerav Haaretz, because mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eretz Yisrael is where he most specifically or strongly wants mitzvahs to be done. He says another reason, the Oid. You have a mark of pride amongst the other nations through the mitzvahs. The reason behind mitzvahs, a person who's deep, an understanding person, understands why they're giving. So b'meila, he says that for the people who are very deep and understanding, they will find your mitzvahs, they will appreciate your mitzvahs, it will bring you a certain type of glory and so on. That's what Vanessa says. The next piece is a Rambam, and the next few pieces actually speak about this point of recognizing and understanding mitzvahs through the recognizing mitzvahs by the people around us, by the goyim. Do mitzvahs, I guess this starts with the question, do mitzvahs have a reasoning behind it, a toelos behind it, and so on. The pasuk seems to be saying that, it says here, shmatim ha'sizim yuchasim v'nasonim ha'amim, do the mitzvahs, because they will show you to be very, very wise amongst all the other nations. And everybody will say, wow, what a wise nation. So that implies that mitzvahs convey a wisdom. Two, it seems to be a wisdom that the goyim can appreciate, which begs the question, how, what, why, when, and so forth. Okay, so let's look at this. Let's look at the first one, Zerama Mor Nevuchim. Bnei Adam Anoshim Sheyichbar Alem Nesina Siva LeMitzvus Min HaMitzvus V'Tov Etzlem Shel Yuska LeMitzvus Asar Din Klal. There are people who don't like giving reasons for mitzvahs, and they like to leave it at doing it just because they should do it because God said so. V'Sheyivim Al Zeh Hu Choli Shimtzu B'Nafshom. It's wrong. There's something there, he says, that if you flesh it out logically, it leads to something that you really can't say or believe. They say like this. What's the reasoning of people who feel that there's no time in mitzvahs? They say, listen, timim are something that come out of seichel, out of reason. Reason is a limited apparatus, and you're making Hashem into somebody who fits into the box of reason. Omnam, kasheya dover shalo yuskol in klal, v'lo yever tell us? If something has absolutely no reason behind it and doesn't help you in any way, yev le sofik meis alokai, say, oh, that must be divine. Le tovi machshavas enesh le dover mizeh. So the Rambam is setting up, and this is a very strong Muslim influence, that the Muslims, type of, God is so beyond anything that we can't understand what he does, we don't understand, we won't understand, we shouldn't understand. It's meaningless, it's just because God wants. In a certain sense, if we have to translate it into human, let's say it's into human analogy. Imagine there's a person who is the boss of the firm. He owns the firm, and he has sole power to hire and fire, and I work for him. The person has a lot of whims, it's Mishagasin. And when he comes in, he says, okay, I want to start, an ice cream division. But we manufacture tractors. Why would you want an ice cream division? That's what I want. So the what happens as follows. I do it because I don't want to lose my job, and it's also he has the right to whatever he wants with his factory. I think the guy's a piece of nutcake, he's nuts, but that's life. You live with, so I acknowledge his right and his authority, but he's not, but basically, I'm saying he's nuts. There's a second type of person that he is a brilliant, he's a brilliant CFO, and he decides to take a certain loan, which is a point higher than another loan, but there are other features to it, and I can't figure out why he's doing that. What my sense is, he is many steps beyond me. And I can say I can never keep up with him. I don't understand, but it has a reason behind it. It does fit into logic, but his logic is bigger than mine. Now, the first person is a flawed person. Something has no rhyme, no reason to it. The word we call it for is meshuggah, and that's the hallmark of a whimsical person is a kid with a tantrum. There's nothing good about it. Even if I need to obey it, even if I can make the case that I morally need to obey it, or practically make sense, it still doesn't give the person much. But if I say that the person's logic and understanding is way beyond mine, which certainly exists many times, and then I'm saying something big about the person. If somebody's attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that he's given us make no sense and are of no benefit, but yalla, as the Arab would say, we got to do it because he's the big man up there. He's also kind of tough and doesn't take very kindly when people don't do his commandments, so it makes sense. Then I'm making God into a nutcase, and so he says to say that it has no Seichel and no to Ellis. Ukeilis says Elo Chalusha Das Hayo Adam Etzam Yoisa Shalom Yoseu. So people are better than that. Ki Adam Hu Asher Yoima VeYasma Shem Tachzachas. People do things for Tachlus. They can build up things for Tachlus. Well, Kai Loisik and God doesn't do that. Avi Yitzaven Alasa Shle Enu Asoyse VeYaseinu Asoyse Mashoz Kana Asoyse. He's telling us to do things that don't help us anyway, and keep away from things that don't hurt us anyway. So what is it? It's a game of some sort. Cholila, al the inyan behepichse, v'kavona kula lo yilanu, v'shebaru ma'amara lotiv lem kol yovach zeh yom hazeh. It says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it lotiv lem kol yovach zeh yom hazeh. V'ma sheishmo anes kol achukum eile, v'om rak am chochem dov nagoy agor lo zeh. The goyim admire it, and they say, wow, what a wise nation. If the mitzvahs are just whims of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're just doing it, so where's the wisdom of it? I guess maybe just smart to do what the boss says, but it says they will hear all these chukim. They will hear the details of chukim and say, "Wow, so much chachma." And it would be something that wouldn't bring Tani Talos on this. Loma Yemu Bimamina Baseo Shuchachem Novin, Begeda Maila, Vipolum is almost. Like, why would you say it's so great and fantastic and the nations are going to be so amazed by it? Avala Inyak much as a Han Vlay Safik Vahu. She called Mitzvahs, Mela Sheshmeras, Vishleshas and Mitzvahs. He Linesinas Das Amitas Adasra. So it must be each one of these mitzvahs, each one of the 630 mitzvahs, teaches us some emes or takes away some bad, or l'nesina say the yasha losa avol, or it creates a just framework or takes away some injustice, or l'slam midas tovos or l'azim midas ros. So the Rambam actually gives us three categories: hakol nista b'shloisha dvarim, b'deos. So the Rambam, when he speaks about the to'elos of mitzvahs and averos, he says three things that are valid. One is to teach a person an appropriate understanding. In other words, I would say the things that are more chayik are things where this is tamei, this is tahar. It's an understanding of what's positive, what's negative, reinforcing a certain understanding through the world of Maisim is a positive virtue. That's one. Two, to teach us Midas Tovos. In other words, the positive things that a person, positive behaviors, in other words, on a personal level, or just behavior on a social level. I want to point this out, this distinction also, because we tend to confuse it. When we talk about midos tovos, we always tend to think about relationship with other people. Like if I say guy has good midos, I mean he's a nice person, he's helpful, he's kind, etc. The truth is midos tovos are a much bigger category than that. For instance, Seder, is Seder person structure doesn't really affect anybody else but me, and we see it as a Midah Tova. A person who's a glutton doesn't hurt anybody else. I don't know, you can invite everybody for drinking and eating, but we look at it as a Midah Ra. A Midah is a person's own behavior pattern, whereas the Seder that he speaks about here, of Seder Toiv and Avil are talking, Seder Yasha and Avil are talking about society being run on a structure that's positive, whereas people act with honesty, integrity, kindness, and vice versa. So the Rambam says, whenever we give Taimiyah Mitzvahs, there are three possible Taimiyah Mitzvahs that are appropriate. One is Taimiyah Mitzvahs that teach us understanding of right and wrong. A second one is behavior that's good or bad. And third one is interaction with other people as a society. So by the way, any type of personal benefits such as someone's trying to explain kosher foods are healthier versus not healthy. That doesn't count as a good time on mitzvahs. Other things, spiritual connections, Ram doesn't exactly speak. Ram speaks of being a good person, a bad person, and he speaks about the good and the bad in three categories. I call this a shleisha dvarim, b'deyas, b'midas, and agam b'dinas. V'ashechayev shal nimna ma'amorim. All of the different mamarim that all the different statements that Torah gives about how wonderful good is that, these are all meant to spur us to do it. So even the Torah promises something, it's only an incentive to do something which intrinsically has one of these things. And this is the Rambam in his third chelik, at the end of his Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam goes through and gives time and mitzvahs. And the Rambam is telling us the time and mitzvahs all boil down to one of these three categories. The Rambam's main theme in many of the mitzvahs that are ununderstandable to us are staying away from avodah zarah and believing in achdus Hashem. Now, the reason why that's not good for us is because we don't realize that proper belief and understanding is a positive reason for the Torah to give us a mitzvah. Believing in achdus Abore is a reason and a positive reason, and we need to do it. So that's why he says over here, these are three reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. These are three reasons behind all the mitzvahs Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us.
So really for us, it's relative to us. It's our job, or if it's our mitzvah to try to figure out what the in our lives and, yeah. and try to figure out what the tamei mitzvahs are to make it clear. How is then umas hagoyim? I mean, the pasuk seems to. They have no mitzvahs of this. So to them, it's correct. Very foreign. So how is why is it? Rishmartim asisim kihi. Like why would they say that? Okay. Why is it necessary?
So we'll see later, not today, but Rabbi Bechaya and Rosh Aran and Abar Manel speak about the part of the iceberg that they can relate to. For instance, a just society where people care for each other. Everybody there for each other. Like when the goyim look at the Jewish people, the good that they say is they care for each other, they care for each other, help each other. So that's the part they understand, and I guess only later can they understand everything else in it. But the main point is when they admire us and say those mitzvahs must have great significance to them. So even if they don't understand, but that must be true as such. If that would also not be true, that then we wouldn't be able to say that. It's only when we have this statement in place that we can say that. So, but you're right. The Rambam's more emphasis. Rambam just says, if we're describing the Goyim as admiring us, it must be that there's reason that there are reasons behind it. So certainly the what he says over here about the Maisa Medinium social structure they can relate to. They can the more refined ones can relate to the middos part, and I guess it takes. I mean, I guess you're almost Jewish if you can relate to the Munis Hadeus part. You know that they their beliefs are good and correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll hold it here.